Many of you are aware of the call to deprogram Trump supporters that many noble and freedom-loving media personalities have been calling for recently. And so as a behavioral scientist, I thought that I would try this Trump deprogramming approach on my wife. And so what you'll see here is a pre and post. I'm going to show her an image of Donald Trump and ask her to share her opinions of him. And then I'll show you the great improvement that she's done in correct thinking once I deprogrammed her in the proper way. So here you'll see her positions on Trump prior to deprogramming. Dear wife, what do you think of Donald J. Trump?
He implemented some good policies, but he possessed some divisive flaws. Overall, I have mixed feelings about him.
As you can see, her position is nuanced. It seems as though she has some good things to say about Trump, but some bad things, which of course is wrong. She should only be stating that he is a dreadful human being who was an existential threat to humanity. And so I implemented a 5-step deprogramming module. And so now what you will see is how powerful the deprogramming is. And by the way, this is not at all Orwellian when politicians and the media and academics are saying that people who voted for the sitting president of the United States, sitting for another day, should be deprogrammed because they suffer from a mental disorder from which they must be healed in order to join humanity. Definitely not Orwellian. So now I'm going to ask her a series of questions after her deprogramming, and you'll see how much improvement she's exhibiting. Dear wife, what do you think of Donald Trump?
Evil.
What do you think about anyone who worked for Donald Trump or exhibited any form of support for Donald Trump?
Evil.
What do you think of Donald Trump's family members?
Evil.
What do you think should happen to anyone who worked for Donald Trump or who exhibited any support for Donald Trump?
Cancel them all.
And what do you have to say about your eyes now?
My eyes have been opened.
And they've been opened because if I were to tell you what you should do, should our children exhibit any favorable dispositions toward Trump, what would you do?
Report them.
Excellent. To the proper authorities. Excellent. You see, folks, by a laudable and noble program of deprogramming, my wife went from saying both positive and negative things about Donald Trump to only seeing that he is a diabolical devil. This shows you the power of behavioral-based, cognitive-based deprogramming.